I'm here today with my friend Alex Danny from Portside Woodwork.
How you doing there, Scott?
Good, and we're going to talk about bathroom renos. How to reno your house, how to reno your bathroom. Bathrooms are like the second big room in the house. I mean, after kitchens, bathrooms they're expensive and it's a deal breaker. If somebody walks through a house and there's a two or three bathrooms that need to be renovated, they go, oh my God, like this is not going, like instantly they're thinking $10,000 a piece. And that's why I really, recommend if you could even do it yourself or get someone in to do it and do the basic package if you just want to upgrade to sell. But now we'll get into the next level where if all of a sudden you go into your house and it's 1970s bungalow and you go into the bathroom and it's had moisture problems, and then you've got something serious where you're going to have to really...
Right.
And what do you think, Alex? Go at it?
You basically find the problem spots, right? And that's what you want to deal with, is find your problem spots and look into that situation and deal with that and work backwards from there, right?
So you're going to have to... Let's say you do find some moisture problems. You can't just go in with a little bit of putty. You've got to strip everything out. I mean, the countertops, the bathroom, the toilet, the sink, the toilet. I mean, the flooring.
Well, let's say in the silver package, excuse me. Say $2,500 to $5,000 in the silver package. So,
well, we're just trying to give people ranges. That's why we came up with this gold, silver, bronze kind of concept.
Yeah. So
this would be a mid-range renovation.
Right. Okay, number one area where the moisture collects and the problems exist are in behind the tub. Or bathtubs. Down right in front of the tub or in front of the shower.
Or the toilet.
Right. So, let's say you've got some problems behind the tub, but you don't necessarily want to replace the tub. So... you peel off all your tub surround and you're looking to see how far gone the framing is. And hopefully, it's just a surface issue. You know, a lot of the substrate usually just gets a little soft and maybe the framing is still good. That's your best case scenario.
Right.
Then you can build it back up from there, right? Maybe you end up taking the back wall off from behind the tub. And so what would you want to do to put it back together? Well, you'd want to have like a rock wool insulation, if it's an outside wall or an inside wall even. Rock wool insulation, and you'd want to have some tar paper.
See, I really like that. You told me about that rock wool insulation. I used it on my shop when I built my shop last summer. And after touching that fiberglass stuff, I would never go. I hate that stuff. It's itchy.
And it's not...
The fiberglass stuff is just nasty.
It is. And, in reality, they call it an eco product, but it's not really because...
The rock wool or the fiberglass?
No, the fiberglass, because it is made out of recycled glass. So that in itself is eco. The problem is that the binder in the product is formaldehyde, which is a poison.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
And it's so itchy. As soon as you take it out of the bag, it's all over everything, and you're breathing those things.
That's right.
It's just nasty. Where that rock wool, that stuff, it's just so benign. I don't know.
Yeah, I would still wear a mask, when you're using it.
But it just doesn't, get itchy all over.
No, it's nothing the same. No.
It's amazing, and it doesn't hold
mold. Doesn't retain mold, mites, or mildew, because it's rock. It's mine tailings.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? So if you're not housing the molds and the mites and the mildew right from the very beginning...
Oh, yeah.
You've got a healthier home, right?
I mean, after working with that stuff, I was so impressed. It was so easy to work with.
And, ironically, it's not much more money. It's actually the same money.
Is it new? Is it new in the market or what?
Well,
or has it just become popular in the last...
I don't know. 5 years, maybe? Three years? 3 to 5 years? 10 years?
Like, I never knew about it until last year, and all of a sudden, and then I noticed that it was hard to find it. Now, it seems to be, is the popularity just...
Slags carries it, Home Depot carries it, I think even Windsor carries it.
Is it just becoming more popular, or...
I don't know what the reason about it is. I think Mike Holmes has really changed the face of, home renovations and mainstreamed some of the products.
Oh, is that one that Mike's been really pushing?
I believe he does use you know, that. But I also believe that they do the blow-in insulation and, you know, different types.
The spray, yeah.
Yeah, or the cellulose, blow-in cellulose, which is paper, obviously.
Do it right, according to Mike. You do it. It's true, though. That's why, so with the bronze pack, or the silver package.
Silver package. So, let's say it's not too rotten behind the tub, and just the substrate's gone. And you can remove the tile substrate or whatever is behind your tub, re-insulate. Then you want to have a vapor barrier if it's an exterior wall, right? That's code. If it's an interior wall and or behind tile, you want to have a tar paper on your framing.
Okay, let's back up here. Explain this now again to a layman here. Okay, so we've got the 2x4s.
Right. Then you insulate.
Now we're talking, and let's say it's an outside wall, so we strip it down, we can see the 2x4s, then on the outside of that we can see the sheathing, like the plywood, and maybe there's siding on the house, so we can kind of see that. That's all we have. Then we have a few wires maybe running in that wall.
Possibly.
And then we'll insulate it with the rock wool.
Right, so you work backwards from there.
Right, so we're putting the rock wool up, which is so nice to work with.
Yep.
And it's easy. It's not. You don't get that scratchy.
That's right.
So you put that up, and then you put the vapor barrier.
Because it's an exterior wall, you have to have your vapor barrier.
So that's a 6mm vapor barrier.
Right. So poly vapor barrier, sealed on the edges.
Right. With the tape, the tuck tape.
That's right. Or acoustic sealant in a caulking tube.
I hate that stuff.
That's just as bad as, well...
That stuff, like, you know, if I open up a can of that stuff, I might as well just squirt the first little bit into my hair because...
You worked boats a little bit, Scott. I worked in the boat building industry before Holmes, and, you know, we used to mix up all kinds of wacky concoctions of stuff. I won't say the names of them, but, and epoxies, and you know, you get epoxy foaming out of the cup and frothing, and it's on your, and it's on everything. And then somebody walks in it, and then they walk on the teak deck of this 68-foot yacht that we're building, and then...
But that's the acoustic seal is like that. I mean, as soon as you pull it out of the can or start in caulking gun, start shooting it, it just gets everywhere.
Right. So you kind of want to plan for that. You know, plan ahead. You know, it's you know, it's get everything ready and get your gloves on and open the tube, do the job, and cap that tube off right away.
Right. And then you put it up, and then the tuck tape works really well. That red tape, it's amazing tape.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's
strong and it's adhesive, and it's just absolutely... I use it more than duct tape. I mean, it works so good.
It's what you're trying to do here is seal the air. You don't want the outside, because the wall is a living, breathing thing.
Right.
It's a system. It has to work like a system. So the outside air from the home cannot mix with the inside air.
Right.
If that's happening, if you've got moisture moving through the wall, you've got the mold issue.
Right. So that's where it's vitally important to get the vapor barrier up properly.
Correct.
And do a good job on that. And it's a real skill.
It takes two people, and you sort of hang it like a curtain and start from the top and work down.
Because I know on the island here we have Mike the insulator, who I know quite well. And Mike's got a guy, I don't know if he still works for him, that works for him, that he's amazing. He put that stuff up in half a day, and it'll take the average person like a week to get it up. And the building inspectors, Daryl and Uli, are so picky on the vapor barrier, because if it's done wrong, you're going to pooch the whole job. I mean, you're going to pay for years.
That's right.
The mold issues. So they're so picky, and sometimes it's worth hiring a professional, and it's so inexpensive just to have the guy come in and put in the vapor barrier.
Right. Time and materials, they're so fast.
And it's done perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And to code. Mm-hmm. It seems like such an simple little thing, putting up some plastic. How hard can it be? But maybe, you know, but if you haven't done it, it's a tricky job, and it's got to be just absolute perfect.
Exactly. So let's not digress too much off.
So the vapor barrier, and then on top of that, you'd put the hardy board.
Right. Now, if you're doing tile. Say tile around your tub.
Right.
Or if you've got a plastic surround or whatever, maybe you're doing wood, maybe you're doing cedar. For an outside, for any walls in behind the showers, I put a layer of building paper also. The 15-pound felt.
On the framing.
Yeah, or in the case of the wall that has the vapor barrier on, the outside wall, you can go right over that.
over top of the vapor
bag? Yeah, you can. Really, it's not really necessary, because basically what happens is with tile or a substrate, you get a condensation building up on the back of your substrate. When the hot water hits the tile.
So we're talking about you have the tile, and then the substrate would be the hardy board.
Correct.
And so you're saying that on the back side of that, between the poly...
Between the framing and or your substrate.
Between your 6mm vinyl
poly
vapor barrier and the back of the hardy board, you're going to get moisture.
Right.
Condensation.
Condensation.
So that's where you'd have the tar paper in there, the felt.
Exactly.
And that will kind of pick that up, or what will it do?
Well, basically what it means is then you've isolated the shower board, the backer board, from the framing. Right? You don't want the moisture, you don't want condensation touching the framing at the back, right? Because it's the same old scenario, wood, just absorbs it like a sponge and retains it.
Yeah.
So, you really want to make sure that you've got a good substrate on there with a sealer, and then there's different types of sealers, of course.
Now, the substrate is the hardy board.
Hardy board is recommended for tile. You can do drywall. It's not recommended.
Now, there's different. There's new types of drywall, isn't there?
That's true. There's waterproof type drywall, and I guess, realistically, there's nothing saying that you can't have plywood. Right. Down around in behind your shower, but you've got to seal it well with something.
Well, the hardy board is fairly inexpensive,
exactly.
Durable product.
Not the easiest to work with, because it is a cement board. You can cut it and score it with a knife. It's not the
dangerous
easiest.
To breathe that stuff. Isn't
yeah,
it?
You don't want to. Yeah,
and you're cutting it
exactly. So what we have is actually it's like an electric pair of scissors. For the hardy board.
You nibble it off.
It's just like nibbling sheet metal.
Oh, okay.
Instead of nibbling sheet metal, you're
nibbling
hardy board.
Oh, that way cut down on the dust, because that stuff's nasty on a skill saw.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's...
She wrecks your skill saw blade.
It's cancer-causing fibers.
Yeah.
Right? Once it goes into your lungs, that's it. They never leave your lungs.
So. Well, that's the end of the show for today, guys. I'm going to go down to the beach because, hey, there's no sense working anymore.
This is tiring just talking about it, I tell you.
Well, no, it's all those things that, that you worry about. You do it, and there's this big dust cloud, and you think, oh, my gosh. Like,
then what? Exactly. Yeah,
and that's a scary thing. That's why you've got to do some research on these things and wear the proper... What's the name of those masks that they sell?
It'd be like a respirator, but, with cutting hardy board... As long as you've protected yourself from the dust,
right.
you're not trying to eliminate a poison out of the air. It's not like paints and things like that.
Right.
It's the dust. And you want to keep it out of your eyes, too, of course.
Right.
And you want to... Well, you try to cut it outside.
Right.
And using a saw on that stuff is...
It's nasty.
It's nasty in every way, because, A, the particles will eat your saw. Gets into the windings of the motor, and it'll kill it. Like drywall dust in your saw or vacuum.
Yeah.
And number two, you create this dust cloud like a nuclear explosion in your neighborhood. And your neighbors are wondering what the heck's going on over there.
So if you want to get rid of a few of your neighbors...
Start cutting hardy board with a circular saw outside, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's nasty. But the thing is about it is why it's used is it's basically a rock board, and it's impervious to water, isn't it? Won't it stand?
Well, technically, hardy board is actually it's concrete impregnated paper, so it is actually a cellulose-based product, ironically, but it is concrete impregnated, so it's more water resistant, quote unquote.
Right.
It's not waterproof by any means. So, same thing though. You still have to. Waterproof your substrate, your hardy board.
So now we've got the hardy board up. Let's say we've got it up. We've used screws, and we've screwed it to the studs.
Right, and you want to use an epoxy-coated screw or a ceramic screw, not just a cheap steel screw, because it'll bleed rust.
Right.
And then you want to seal it. And so there's numerous ways of doing that.
Now, that's what we were talking about, the Schluter.
Schluter system is one. Now, that's more expensive.
The Schluter system is that orange stuff that Mike Holmes, I'm sure he's getting paid by those guys, because he loves that stuff. Every show, Mike does a washroom, he uses that stuff
on
all the walls.
It's basically a waterproof membrane that gets adhered right on to your backer board, and then you tile right over top of it.
Yeah. So yeah. You've got a waterproof membrane. And if you exactly. do the overlaps on the joints, it's completely... It's like putting a Zodiac boat on the inside of your... I mean,
that's right.
It's
that's
kind
right.
of brilliant
it's
in some ways.
Space age. Yeah. Now, a cheaper way is you buy a 4-liter or 6-liter container of rubberized waterproof coating. There's one that's red. There's one that's blue. They have kind of, you know, local jargon names for them, like blue snot and red snot and things like that. They sell it at the tile store. And so what you actually do is you actually brush it on with a wide 4-inch brush. I use the fiberglass tape, the sticky fiberglass tape, 1.5 inches wide, in the corners and along the edges and so forth, and a little bit of mortar, like tile setting mortar, seal the corners first. So you make it monolithic, right? Get rid of the seams, seal the seams, tape the seams, tape and mortar, then coat the whole thing with a waterproof membrane.
The paintable.
That's the cheapest.
Is it fairly inexpensive?
I think it's about $80 a.
Does it work?
$80 or $100 a can. I would say that it would be sufficient for, say, a 10, 15, 20-year-old bathroom. But one of the things that definitely lasts longer is the Schluter membrane. But that's, you're pretty much into the third level if you're going Schluter. Schluter on the walls, just around the tub or shower, is actually quite inexpensive if you do it yourself. You can buy it actually by the meter, by the foot, from any one of the tile stores. I think actually all the lumber stores are carrying it all now.
It's become really popular.
It's mainstream almost now.
Yeah. I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
Again, takes a little bit of trial and error to hang it. You know, you have to mortar the whole wall and hang it like a curtain, and you have to rid all the air.
Right.
If you've got an air pocket in there, it's like fiberglassing a boat. If you've got some air pockets in your hull during the construction, you've got a recipe for disaster in the future.
Right? Well, Alex, at this point, we're going to stop for a quick commercial break.
Okay.
And it's amazing how quickly the time goes by. But a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after these messages from our valued advertisers.